Well, it's one of those issues that we all kind of know what it is when we're experiencing it. But the best way to define happiness really is by its synonyms, which is really one of the major themes of the book, to recognize that there are what in linguistics are called semantic domains. And there are words in any language that are overlapping circles, but they share the same core meaning. In our language, happiness, joy, merriment, cheerfulness, delight, gladness, there are many words that are synonyms. And one of the mistakes we've made related to happiness is separating it from other synonyms, in particular joy, and trying to kind of put it in a category by itself and demean it and make it worldly and make it unchristian and dishonoring to God, when in fact we are wired by God to seek happiness. The problem is not happiness. The problem is not even seeking happiness. The problem is when we pursue happiness in the wrong places that dishonor God and involve sin.